tore down a radar building at Finley Radar Base. Took 1,000 hours to take it apart, and we got a barrel full of bolts and all this iron. I didn't know what it was going to be when I tore it apart. And then the need arose here, so I started building here.
Wow, and that's the Finley Radar Base, the old one?
Yes. Yes, I tore down two of the radar domes and some other buildings there too. I've tore down buildings all my life. That shop I have over here is the Pillsbury School, and the barn is the Laverne Elevator, and I got buildings at home made from a combination of
all of that
stuff. I have enough iron and wood to build anything I can dream of. Well, then the Sodbuster side, that's that pipeline that goes by Val City. I got 1,000 feet of that pipe and the letters out of the pipe and weld it back together.
You did a great job on that sign. A lot of people compliment that sign. Now, I understand you named the stadium
Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the reason behind that, Mike.
Well, I'm a veteran, and so is Al Bender, the guy who helped me the most. Seemed like a good thing to do.
So you served in Vietnam?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who'd you serve with?
First Cavalry. Here's Al Bender, yeah. The main helper.
Well, Al is one of the handymen, and over here with Mike Heinze and Al Bender, who are instrumental in putting together this Veterans Memorial Stadium, right? Is that kind
right.
of what you're calling it? And Mike was just saying he served in Vietnam, and thanks for serving our country, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we can never say that enough. Al did the same thing.
Yes, I did.
And what unit were you with?
I was in the Combat 299th. We went in behind and cleared some areas so the Marines could go in, and then I TDY'd the different units.
What year were you there?
I was over there in 69 and 70.
Well, thanks for serving our country.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm glad we could. That's why we're here.
Glad you both make it back in one piece. Yeah.
Well,
Al's in a few pieces.
He's got a few pieces left there, huh?
Yeah, I was in the hospital for a long time.
Okay.
That's why this really means a lot. Because our friends did not make it back. And so this is a tribute to them and to the ones that are here now. So.
And aren't your plans to dedicate a section or something to the veterans?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we want to get their names up there eventually. We haven't quite figured out the details on that yet. But we're not that far yet.
Okay, but that's in the planning stage.
Yes.
Were there any veterans in Barnes County or whatever who lost their life in Vietnam that you guys know about that you can put names up or not?
I know there has been that lost their lives, but as of right now, we do not know who they are.
Okay.
This is research that we're going to do with the help of our veterans officer.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can get the names of those veterans and contact the family. You know, before we could do anything like this, the family has to get contacted and they have to approve this.
Well, Al, Mike was telling me it took him 1,000 hours or better to tear it down, but how many hours has it taken Mike and Al and others to put it up?
Yeah, we went past 1,000 hours now.
Yes.
You have, huh?
I'm very proud of this. I mean, I'm really proud of it for what it stands for and for what we have accomplished.